I'm Jake.
And I'm John.
And this is Canine Critique. Welcome back to Canine Critique. We got lukewarm opinions on dogs, mostly. And we watch dog movies, so you don't have to watch them. That's what we do here. Episode 51, welcome. The day of recording is 1 year from the first episode that we put out.
Really?
Yep.
It's a year anniversary.
Don't look it up. It's really the day after 1 year.
Oh.
It's been one whole freaking year, John.
Holy cow.
Oh! Look outside!
Is it train time?
It's train time already, dude! I saw one go by and I was like, I didn't think it was gonna be train time! You know what that means? I go to random topic generator Google search.
Oh gosh!
You ready, John?
We talk till the train's gone?
We talk till the train's gone. Ready? Generate random topic, and here it is.
I'm pretty sure it's gone.
I clicked it once. No, that's it.
What is it?
How do you plan to make the world a better place, John? That's the question. How do you plan? It's not this podcast. Should I give you another click?
Yeah.
I'll give you one more click. What did you want to grow up to be when you were younger?
An astronaut.
An astronaut?
Yes.
How come you're not an astronaut right now, John?
Because I'm doing this podcast.
Can you go back in time and tell younger self that you're never going to be an astronaut?
This train's gone.
Train's gone.
I guess we'll never
know the answer to that question. Holy crap. We already had a train time.
I know.
I'm not kidding. When I was setting this up, a train went by. I was like, oh, I guess no train time. I didn't even have it pull up, ready to go.
I know.
Frick, dude.
What were we talking about before train time?
It's been a year. Oh, the human year.
A human year.
A human year. We're not doing human year awards. Sorry if you came here for that. The big awards ceremony will be at the end of dog year 8, which is...
Is it 8 or 7?
7, I think. I don't know. What's 7 times 8? 56? Yep. Dog year 7, that's the one. That's the one, John. Technically, you know, real dog year would have already happened at this episode. But because we rounded up instead of rounding down.
Yeah.
So, I mean, we explained that like the first 10 episodes. So yeah. Just get over it if you're still mad about
yeah,
it.
Yeah, take it easy.
Take it easy. I've been watching TikToks a lot, and the ones that really get me throw it back to the new Super Mario Bros. For the DS.
Yeah.
And there was like a bunch of mini games on there. Have you ever played that?
No.
There's like Luigi runs the casino in that game.
What the heck?
Like the mini
Not
games?
Wario?
No. It's just like the Luigi's Casino. Like you can, that's how I learned to play poker and blackjack, was that Mario game, and I'd bet all my coins and I'd make a ton of money. Wow. Yeah, there's a lot of mini games in that really throw me back. My little brother had the game, and then I would DS download play with him, and there was a special mode on DS download play. It was called Mario versus Luigi, and you just would race so you get 5 like big coin stars, and we just would play that for hours at night.
Dang.
Across the hall from each other.
Really?
Yeah, back in the bunk bed days and post bunk bed days, just throw up our DS's and we'd play Mario and Luigi all night. Shout out to Batitude. I mean, Michael. I mean, you know who he is. I mentioned him a lot.
I used to play Legend of Zelda Link to the Past on my Game Boy SP. Because it also came with 4 swords or whatever.
Yeah.
If you got that double pack, I beat that game one night. And I told my mom, I'm like, yeah, I probably shouldn't tell you this, but I stayed up till like 1 a.m. and I beat that game last night. Oh, no, I beat this boss I've been really working on. And my mom's like, go to bed. On time. And I'm like, okay. Sorry. What are you looking up?
Nothing. I just got a text from my lovely dime piece wife.
Oh.
Yeah.
She gonna barge in on us?
No. She's not. I don't think, no, she's off work for a little bit.
Tell her to get back to work then.
Hey.
Say you get back to work, we'll get back to work.
Sadie, get back to work.
We'll get back to providing 10% of our house income.
that this podcast provides 25% of our income, Savy. You know not to text me in the middle of this.
You get busy on your 75%, and we'll get busy on our 25%.
Which I don't split with John because he doesn't know the real income on the podcast.
What? I've been getting 1 cent a year.
Less than that. One hay penny, dude.
Hay penny.
That's throwing it back. Gosh. Let's bring hay pennies back. You know how they said we could technically get rid of the penny and we'd be fine? No, no, no. We need more than that. Let's bring back the hay pennies, dude. Wow. I mean, at the gas station, it's already like 2.399999 for gas. Where does that extra like 10th of gas go? 100th of gas? 100th of the dollar?
I don't know.
Sorry, not 100th of the dollar. 1,000th of the dollar. Where is that going, dude?
I don't know. It was my mom's birthday this week, and I forgot it. I texted my dad. I'm like, is mom's birthday tomorrow? And he's like, it's today. And I'm like, I even called her today and didn't say happy birthday. So then I had to do that.
Well, did you call her right now? Should we call her right now?
No.
Let's call her right now.
It might be. They're asleep. It's like 10 o'clock.
Let's wake them up and say happy birthday.
It was like 2 days ago.
Oh,
it's 3 days ago.
Well, is it anybody's birthday you know that we can call and tell them? Because it's our podcast birthday?
No. Sorry, I've been yawning like nonstop.
That yawn is nonstop. Hamilton.
Yawn, John.
You're a yawn, John. Bing, bong. Click, clack.
Yes.
Look out for me later. Probably at the end of the podcast, I'll have started my YouTube channel. I'm not going to give you any details yet. Just know it's a gaming channel, but just look out for that. If you want to, you still want to get some Jake time in your life, then tune in at the last episode where we plug what we're going to be doing until the next podcast comes out. And if you're listening to this after the new podcast is out, you probably have heard of the intro or outro. I don't know where I'm going to put it. I want to record something and put it in.
Okay.
And just like put in every episode, just so you know this is where we are now.
Catch us here. Moved on to bigger and better things.
Yeah. And John has made me start running ads on everything.
Yep.
So.
Gotta monetize our content.
Yeah, monetize it, dude. You know how it is.
Get more than a hay penny. Two hay pennies.
Dude! That's 100% increase. Most companies can't even do that in a year. Mm-hmm. And we did it in a day. Look at us.
I could buy a soul cake.
John, how was your week?
I told you my mom's birthday happened and I missed it.
Oh.
I read a comic about Wally West after the
stunning events of Heroes in Crisis. After the events of Heroes in Crisis?
Yep, that's what the back of the book says. I won't go into it because...
Yeah, I'd like to read
that. Anything beyond that is a spoiler.
Yeah.
Okay. I'll give it to you. It ends and I was like... What the freak?
Okay. Well,
I'll have to give it to you.
When you finish reading
Batman Universe. You'll have to read something else before it though to understand it. The end of it. It kind of ties in some stuff.
Okay.
Some events. I was surprised how big scale it ended.
I have a sneeze.
It's called Flash Forward.
Ah,
So, yep. Do a dog story. How was your week?
My week was pretty swell. I went backpacking last weekend.
Oh, yeah.
Went up in the Uintas, and my father-in-law, that rascal, he caught a friggin' 21-inch tiger trout in a high mountain lake. 21 inches, John.
That's like a foot and then almost another foot.
Yeah. Of a fish. Want to see a picture of it, John?
No.
I
can imagine a fish that's pretty big.
I think I'm going to show you a picture.
I caught a great white shark on Animal Crossing the other day.
Because I think that
And I texted you and you didn't even
I think tiger trout it. Isn't really a proper name for it because it looks more a leopard print.
Wow, it just looks like a fish.
Oh my God.
Especially on your phone. If I saw it in person, I'd be like, wow, that's like almost a foot and another foot.
Pretty cool, huh? That's a big freaking fish!
Yep.
John hates me.
I acknowledged it, how big it was. That's like a $5 foot long, and then
almost another full $5 foot long.
Are they still $5?
No. They're like $7 now, I think.
Wait. Isn't there like that...
Inflation.
It's like that famous singer who's got like the notch in his eyebrow. He has perfect pitch. He writes songs. What's his name?
I really don't know.
He's in the Subway commercials and he's going, $5 foot long.
He's back. Joe Biden is about to accept the Democratic nomination for president, Apple News has just told me. On the year mark of our podcast. Can you believe the fates aligned?
The stars have aligned. I think it's because of our podcast that Joe Biden...
He got the nomination officially now.
You know how we have felt about our political stances here. We've shared it on the podcast hundreds of thousands of times. Yeah. Check him out.
A real hot take for a Utah-based podcast.
All right.
Anyways.
Do you have a dog story, John?
So, yeah, while we were watching this movie that no doubt you guys know, I was thinking about this story about... It was from The Ranger's Apprentice. Are you familiar with this book series?
I'm not personally familiar with it. You told me a lot about it.
You know what it's kind of about.
Yeah, it's about a ranger's apprentice.
Yeah, well, in the fifth book, he stops being an apprentice and he just becomes a full-fledged ranger.
Oh.
However, it's called The Ranger's Apprentice because it's about the main guy.
Yeah.
But he, while investigating some mysterious goings-on in a nearby fief. It's like an old English. It's like a little kingdom.
Yeah. Marching in your fife.
Yeah, there you go. Fife. He's going through. There's a wounded, like, dog.
A wounded dog?
Like a wounded, like, black fur dog.
Yeah.
And he takes it home and he gets some fishing line and he sews it up and whatever. And he still hasn't really named it yet, but he just keeps it around. He just keeps it around, you know? And then there's rumors of this magician that's like in this fife who's terrorizing the town and he's in the woods. He's like, magic's not real. And he goes and it's like this small person guy named Malcolm. Not a magician. He just knows science really well to trick everyone. And he's gathered like all the rejects of the town, like all the deformed kids and whatever, and raises them. And so the woods are like haunted because there's all these like, there's one guy who's like 9 feet tall and he has like a weird speech impediment and he's like a deformed kind of guy. Incredibly nice guy, loves this dog. Up until this point, like Will, the main guy, loves the dog. He's like, he notices the connection that this guy has, and Will's been like all about this dog. He really likes it or whatever, and he's like, I'm thinking of naming it Blackie. And the guy's like, no. But he has like a speech impediment. He's like, no, don't name him Blackie. Like, that's a bad idea or whatever. He's like, how about Shadow? And he's like, that's pretty good, actually. Okay. He's like, it's better than Blackie. And he's like, stop reminding me about that. Eventually, he leaves for a couple books, he's dealing with these people. He leaves the dog with this giant guy. Can't remember his name. And it's like all tender or whatever. He's like, I want you to keep Shadow or whatever. He's like, good name. Thanks for the name. He's like, better than Blackie. And he's like, stop reminding me. Fast forward like 4 books later, he has to go back to this place and Shadow's head pups. And the dogs and this giant guy's like, I want you to have
Blackie,
one of the pups. And he's like, what should I name it? He's like, Ebony. That's a good name. And he's like, that is a good name. He's like, better than Blackie or whatever. Keeps Ebony for the rest of the book, the series. Doesn't die. Aww. Anyways, that's a spoiler for a very small subplot of those books.
Okay, chill.
The Adventures of Will and Shadow / Ebony.
Well,
or maybe they were reversed.
My dog story, I have to say, kind of secret. Okay,
oh.
I'm not sharing any names. I'm not telling you how I know this person, because they told me not to tell how I know this person, because they could get in a lot of trouble.
Is this about me?
No, John, that's not about
you. That would be funny if you just like shared a story that I shared.
Like a really personal story. Oh, man. Anyway, here it is. Her and her parents went hiking. I think it was in southern Utah somewhere, some national park. And you can take your dog hiking in a lot of places, as long as it's leashed. But there's some places that don't allow you to carry to bring dogs,
mm-hmm.
for obvious reasons. Like I mentioned, I went backpacking last weekend. the hike that I went on, the dogs had to be leashed. And I saw a lot of dogs and none of them were leashed. And I was pretty angry. I was just like eating my Clif Bar. Shout out to that flavor, dude. It was like chocolate mint. It was so good. Anyway, so eating that. And then a dog shows up and just licks me right on the knee. And it was a wet, stinky dog.
I'd be so ticked.
I was like, you gotta be freaking kidding me. And the people walking by didn't even acknowledge that their dogs were screwing around.
They're like, get back here.
No, none of that. They just were. That's what they did.
Like, they'll follow us eventually.
Yeah, and they did, but oh gosh, it was annoying. And they were like, we were like leapfrogging these people down the trail. And then
that sucks.
We passed them like one last time, and I was like, we are not stopping the rest of the trip. And Sadie was like at the front, and she had the same attitude. And we just, I think the last 3 or 4 miles of the hike, we didn't stop at all. We just...
It's like when you're golfing. So I don't golf. Disc golfing. And you're like doing that with someone, and you're constantly waiting for each other. You're just like, you just go. We'll just... Wait until you're three holes ahead. Just
play through, please.
Yeah. Get rid of, yeah.
And it's like, they should have the respect to let you play through because you're playing faster. And sometimes they do good, so they catch up. You know what I mean? It's like, just shut your freaking... Anyway.
Yeah, I get you.
Coming back to my story, my friend and her parents wanted to take their dog with them on this hike. But... It was like very prohibited. No dogs allowed. Mm-hmm. But they were like, our dog is very well behaved. So they went to Amazon.com and ordered themselves. Can you guess it?
What is it?
A service dog vest. Check it out. Service dog vest on Amazon.com. $20.
Dang.
For $20. You can put this on your dog and take it anywhere the frick you want. And that's exactly what they did.
And they'll just believe it's a service dog.
That's exactly what they did.
Well.
Because when I was a security guard, we had a training about service dogs. It was like,
don't.
We have to say, your dog needs to be on a leash. And if they're like, hey, well, it's a service dog. Like, as soon as like you say that, the laws are so weird that you literally can't say anything else.
So get sued.
Yeah. Look, $20, dude, for a service dog vest.
Wow.
So I guess that's a life hack that my friend did. And the dog was, like I said, well-behaved dog. Didn't mess around with anybody else. It behaved very much like a service dog might behave, except that it's not a service dog. And they took it on the hike. And nobody batted an eye.
Wow.
Yeah. So... unconventional life hack. If you want to take your dog anywhere you want, just slap on the vest. I'm sure you already are aware of this, dog owners and lovers, but geez Louise. What a time.
Yeah.
Take your dog anywhere you want. Disneyland, Disney World, China. Just don't let it eat any bats.
Too soon.
Is it really too soon?
It's
been like almost a year since that started. It's been like 10 months.
You're right.
We can make bat jokes at least. Don't you remember like when this all started, we were making Plague Inc. jokes?
Yeah, that's right. Anyways.
Like during the World War III meme time.
You're right.
Huh. Anyway, time for some dog news. Welcome back to Dog News! It's your host, Jake News a lot! I have some dog news for this week in Dog News. Germany is going to have a new law passed sometime in the near future.
Yeah.
This is international dog news. You ready? Dogs are going to have to be walked in Germany as a law. You have to walk your dog.
Wow.
Not like a leash law. You have to take your dog for a walk.
Or you get fined?
I don't know.
Jailed?
I mean, into this. 2 hours of walking will soon be mandatory. That's what it is. Here's somebody. I find it patronizing to be told how long I should take my dog out.
Wouldn't it
for.
Be German?
Yeah, but it says, I just read Yorkshire Terrier, so I just channeled Yorkshire.
What was the line? I'll do it.
I find it patronizing to be told.
I find it... I find it patronizing to be told.
How long I should take my dog out for.
How long I should take my dog out for.
And who is going to check up on me? Will the neighbor call the police? They suspect me of not taking Sam for long enough walks?
Nine!
That was pretty good.
It slowly got better. Yeah. I've been playing a lot of Nazi zombies. And when you play as Richtofen.
Yeah.
A lot of that. I'm German. Family's German. Grandma's German. Double standard. It's not offensive. I'm claiming it.
Okay. Dude, just...
Oh. Nine!
What was that? There's a comedian that I watch sometimes. It's Jimmy Carr. Have you ever seen some of his clips? He has a... There's a sketch. Like his jokes are just like... They're all one-liners. Just back to back to back. And it's like... It's pretty... Maybe I'll show you a clip after we're done. He's not the cleanest... He's probably like the most crass comedian I've watched.
Wow.
Anyway, he has this joke where he's like, well, that's the thing about comedians is you have to represent that class of people in order to make a joke about it. Like, if you're a woman, you want to make fun of women, you have to be a woman. If you're African-American, you have to be African-American. Does that make sense? And everyone's like, yeah. And he's like, so anyway, these two pedophiles walk into a bar.
Wow. Appropriate for this podcast. What on earth?
Well, that just reminded me because you're like, I'm German, my grandma's German, I can do the accent.
Sometimes I'm better at it.
Yeah, but...
I like Richtofen. He's played by Nolan North, who is famous for being Nathan Drake in Uncharted. I think he was in a dog movie we watched at one point as well. I can't remember.
Probably. Too many dog movies. Let me tell you, man.
My favorite line of Richtofen, he's like, one day I really hope to stop all the killing and the maiming. I'm just kidding.
That's good. That's good. Dude, bring back Nazi zombies. I get it. COD zombies, that's like a thing. You're trying to make it unique. And like,
I've noticed they...
The Titanic one was pretty
They replaced all the swastikas where like with very neutral German logos. And I'm like... Okay, I thought it was historical.
Like, we want to kill Nazi zombies. That's the point.
Have you seen...
Like, that is as low as it can be.
Wolfenstein 2, which is about if Nazis took over America and you're like, you play as like revolutionaries, like taking down the Nazi government that took over the world in World War II. And it's like present / future. And like some lady was interviewing the developers like, well, what do you say to all the... like the Nazi people and like the Nazi presence in your video games. He's like, it's a video game where you kill Nazis in a dystopian future where Nazis took over America. And she's like, well, what do you have to say about it? It's a game where you shoot Nazis. Like, yeah, well, what do you have to say about the presence about it? And he's like, he just kept repeating that. And finally she like got the clue and stopped.
It's about Nazis
that you shoot and kill.
And we're killing Nazis. So is it so bad that...
I don't know.
I feel like that...
It's a touchy sub.
Why is that always...
We might get canceled for this.
Yeah, this is
this
it.
Episode, but...
John, I don't say anything that's going to get us canceled.
I don't understand
why it's a touchy... I'm just
going
to keep going.
I don't understand why it's a touchy subject.
Of course you do.
I mean, I understand why it's touchy. Do I? It's been 80 years almost.
It's touchy, John. 60,
80 years.
It's like... It's ingrained in our livelihood.
80 years.
It's like... It's just...
It's terrible. I'm not at all excusing anything the Germans have ever done. Yeah.
We're done. We're dropping this topic.
Okay, that's fine.
I'm going to go...
It's just my family
history. We are losing all of our German listenership right now.
It's just my family history, okay?
Shut up about family history.
I don't think my grandma would care about this, if I'm honest. She'd play Nazi zombies.
Well, let's do a playthrough.
That would be a fun video. German grandma plays Nazi zombies.
Nice. Yeah, I guess. You'd have to, like... walk around and protect her. It's like turning on the training wheels on Mario Kart for your nieces.
Like, if she played through the campaign as American soldiers, that'd be interesting to watch. I asked my dad once, like, do you think grandma would ever play this? And my dad's like, yeah, she wouldn't care. I'm like, oh, huh. Okay. She's just born in Germany.
All right. We watched a dog movie.
Yep.
I guess it was kind of a dog movie. It's called Alpha.
Not Alpha and Omega.
Came out in 2018?
Yeah.
2017? It came out.
It might be 2019, actually.
Really?
Yeah.
Alpha. 2018.
Okay.
Came out in 2018. It's a movie about a caveman who...
A cave boy.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, a cave boy who, you know, befriends a dog. He's the first human to befriend a dog.
Wolf,
and that's why it's called Alpha, because Alpha is the name of the dog, the first wolf thing that became man's best friend. It's the Adam or Eve.
It is a girl.
It's the Adam and Eve of the dog history with humans. Not that there weren't dogs before this one. This is just the first one that was...
the first domesticated wolf.
Yeah. And I guess it took place 20,000 years ago.
In Europe.
In the credits, it says Morgan Freeman narrated. There was not a narration.
I think it was a credit or a trailer thing.
I would have preferred a narration compared to the... That's a thing, like, just speak English, please.
Yeah, they did languages.
They, like, made up a language for this movie, which, you know, good for you, but, like, they did that in Lord of the Rings as well.
Well, Tolkien is a linguist.
Yeah, good for him.
That's what he does for education.
Then that's cool.
Well, he invented, like...
Only a lot of Lord of the Rings was English, and the Elvish scenes made sense.
You're right. I'm just saying... He made a culture and a language and a world and an intricate, like, dynamics between civilizations and religions and whatever. And this is a movie about a boy who makes friends with a wolf. You could have made it English.
And there are just a lot of... Literally, this is the plot. Boy goes hunting with family. Boy falls off cliff. Family thinks he's dead. Boy makes friends with wolf.
He gets Aragorned off a cliff.
And then makes it back to family, like, with... befriending a dog along the way.
And then all the cavemen use dogs.
And the dog, like, when he gets there, like, the dog was sick and dying, and they realized it was pregnant and popped out like a ton of kids right at the end.
Yep.
And they named him Blackie.
No.
Just kidding.
They Alpha.
The dog's name is Alpha. But it's like,
geez, like, Beta, it was Charlie, almost, Delta.
It was painful to watch because it was like they were trying so hard to make it look good.
So it's kind of like Zack Snyder 300. There's some, like, slow-mo.
Yeah.
It's, like, very cool camera angles. But Zack Snyder 300 with the looks of Zack Snyder Justice League pre-Zack Snyder cut. It just looks like a cutscene of a video game a lot of the time.
Yeah.
With the cinematography of a Zack Snyder movie.
And, like... there's a lot of, like, flying over the landscape that is reminiscent. It looks okay, but it straight up looks like the beginning of an Assassin's Creed game, or, like, when you enter a new area and it's just like, when you're synchronizing the
map or whatever,
the map in Assassin's Creed. That's, like, the best way I could describe this. Sorry if you don't play Assassin's Creed, but my goodness gracious, don't watch Alpha. I'm telling you right now, it's a dog. No. That's why you're listening to the podcast.
I didn't even watch it. Like,
I know.
I was sitting here drawing, and I couldn't hear anything because it was all subtitles.
Yeah. Freaking. John, next time I'm going to draw, and you're watching.
There's a lot of him, like, fluke. This is my pass, because you passed on fluke.
Oh, you're right. You're right.
I still had to suffer through it, though. There's a lot of him just talking to himself and talking to the wolf. Would have been better if it was just silent.
But it's like... the subtitles are like, please get up. Like, I need you to come home with me, please. And the words that come out of his mouth are like, hikakabuk.
Show, like, don't tell. You didn't even need to say anything.
Yeah, like, oh my.
I guess I would talk to a dog. I talk to cats. Like, when one time my parents and my whole family came out to visit Utah when I was living in South Carolina with them. And they left me alone. And I remember they made me take care of the cats. And I remember talking to the cats all the time. I'm like, you want to go outside? And I open the door. I'm like, and it won't leave. I'm like, go outside. Go outside, you freaking cat. Or I'd just be talking of it. Like, as the days went on, the more I would talk to the cats, the more crazy I got.
Yeah. Holy crap. This movie made money.
Oh, yeah? I don't even remember it getting a theatrical release.
I remember seeing this in theaters, like, as a... like,
you saw the trailers.
I remember seeing the trailers. The budget was $51 million, and it made $100 million back.
That is a profit.
That's like,
I guess for $50 million, it doesn't look that bad.
Yeah.
When you say that, I mean, Justice League was made for $200 million.
Yeah.
Reshoots.
Let's see. I want to see what another $50 million budget movie looks like.
They're probably better on Star Wars. for adjusted for inflation.
Yeah, you're right. You're right.
Lord of the Rings.
Production budget. Just kidding. Wow, there's a lot of them. We base it by budget. The highest budget movie was Endgame.
Yeah, that was a lot.
But you know, it made enough money. What? You know what's nice to know, like in my heart, that Star Wars domestically did better than Endgame. And Endgame was released twice.
Yeah.
Let's see here. I'm gonna have to skip to like 200 to see the 50. Oh, still a lot of movies.
You could just Google 50.
That's what I did. It brought me to this. We're almost there.
Look an ad for Flabbies.
Here Flabs. We go. Almost got it. Stay on target.
What is this?
Almost there.
There's a lot of these movies I've never heard of.
It's going to be like the highest. You never seen Starsky and Hutch or Cheaper by the Dozen 2?
So you picked two movies I hadn't seen. I just saw The Kid Who Would Be King.
All right, here we go. We're at them. Okay, Moulin Rouge.
What I haven't seen that one.
Robin Hood, Prince of Thieves.
I haven't seen that one.
Okay, the best.
What?
The movie that made the most money that had a production budget of $50 million was Twilight New Moon.
Wow. Shrek.
Shrek!
Ted.
Right underneath it. 20. Daddy's Home. I saw that one. Anchorman 2.
Jerry Maguire.
Yo, How to Lose a Guy in 10 Days.
Creed 2. Peter Rabbit.
We Bought a Zoo.
Peter Rabbit.
Yo, Curious George.
Did you like We Bought a Zoo?
It was just okay.
Yeah, I could tell when you watched it.
I
really liked that movie a lot. No.
Okay, here. I found one that was made for $50 million. That was way better than this movie. You ready?
What?
The Adventures of Shark Boy and Lava Girl 3D.
Wow.
Yeah. Yeah. I know what you're thinking. Wow. Wowee. Dude, Iron Giant was also made for $50 million.
That movie's great.
Yeah, it is.
Dog movie?
Just kidding. Is the robot a dog? Dog movie?
Axel, but better.
Axel, but yeah, honestly. And hear me out. Indiana Jones and the Last Crusade was also on my list.
That movie's great.
Movie's probably the best. All the ones that we mentioned.
Twilight New Moon was the best.
Here's the thing. When I was in my art class, my teacher was like, pay attention. When you're watching movies, almost all of the epic shots, they have the sun right behind them. Like, the light's right behind the figure. Always. Always.
There's a lot of that.
And I could not stop noticing it in this one. Every time that there was light, it was right behind the characters. And I know that's like an artsy thing to do, because that's what I learned in art. But there's different angles.
Yep.
There's different angles, John.
I agree.
Jeez Louise. Cheese, glue, wheeze.
I forgot to say a joke.
You're gonna say quick,
just
pretend like
I got into the German bit, but I was gonna say yawn more like Jake snooze a lot. I'm gonna say that. I could have saved it for another episode, but why would I?
Yeah.
Why not capitalize? Strike while the iron's hot. After that sick German bit we did. Now you can't cut it out because we've called back to it.
Oh, great. What if I just called it out and they were like, what? What?
What German what? Bit?
What? It would be the first German bit I cut out from you, John.
Wow.
Anyway, what else? What else is there? We also noticed in there's a dog movie where it's winter time and there's a dog and they're walking on a lake. The person falls in the lake.
Yeah. It's Chekhov's lake.
It's Chekhov.
Chekhov's gun is like, who is Chekhov? I think he wrote plays.
Mm-hmm.
But he said that if there's a gun hanging on the wall of a house, they have to use that gun before the movie's over. Chekhov's gun. But then usually, like I say, like, oh, it's Chekhov's.
Oh.
Like frozen lake, meaning it's gonna break.
Yeah.
You don't show a frozen lake unless it's gonna break sometime in the show.
Like, I wish. I know movies. John liked to say they're more than real. They're hyper real. They're the most real things can get. But
no.
I want movies to be like real though. Like, have if the dog like just eat it.
If a story is good, then I can forgive some of the contrivances of a movie. It's like The Dark Knight. There's a lot of stupid things in that movie that don't make sense if you really think about it. But having just recently watched it in theaters last Friday...
How many times are you going to watch that in theaters?
I've only seen that once in theaters last Friday.
I thought you went like a few weeks ago.
I went and saw Batman Begins in theaters twice. But it's like... I only told you that because I was quoting like Jordan Peterson. But when Jordan Peterson... He's like that annoying person that taps you on the shoulder in the middle of a movie and goes, you know, none of this is real, right? Like, that wouldn't actually happen, right? You know, that wouldn't happen. And his argument is like, well, movies are condensed real. It's as real as things can be in a 2-hour time frame that you can take it all in at once. And so when people are like, well, you know, that car wouldn't actually fly on buildings like that, blah, blah, blah. I'm like, yeah, well, it's a comic book movie, and this is as real as it could get without flipping through bunches of pages or really getting into, like, the specifics of how it would work. Yeah. However, when you have a dumb script that's dumb, that argument doesn't hold up.
Yeah, that makes
sense. However, the movie had to happen.
This movie?
Well, it didn't have to happen. I'm just saying.
Like, who... Just stop making movies about dogs. You're pandering to the wrong audience. If you're trying to make a lot of money, don't make movies about freaking dogs. Stop it.
It's a weird premise for a movie. Like, no one asks for it. It's not based on... I don't think it's based on anything
true. And it's probably people who, like, grew up liking dogs, but also liking making movies. And they're like, one day I'll make a movie about you, Fido, and it's going to be really good.
Yeah. Because I killed Pluto and I got you, Fido.
Oh, yeah, Pluto. Freaking, gosh. Oh, I'm sorry. I didn't mean to kick the microphone.
Let's restart.
Tom.
Welcome to John in the podcast 52. It's 51. Over. 51.
And this is what we talk about. This is movies.
This is our drunk cast, I guess.
We watch them and you don't want to watch them. That's why You're listening to us in your ear holes. Just the sound vibration is going in the thing. Wow. I'm just waiting for you to start talking, John.
I don't know what to say. I can't riff on this more.
Okay.
Hey, yeah, we'll make you so smucking fart. Mutual friend Sean Anderson. I've heard that from him.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Man. I've actually met him once.
Sean Anderson, what's he doing? Sean, if you're listening, man, how are you feeling?
He's not listening to this.
He's absolutely not listening to this. I know where, like, the listeners live based on, unless they're just like BPN listening. Like, there's one person listening from a different VPN every time to try and make you feel better. Like, we're an international podcast, John, so we need to act like
it. All our German audience. I'm so sorry.
Yeah. You apologize to our...
Wait, no. I represent them.
Oh, that's right. That's right.
Lauer's a German name.
Yeah. Is there anything else you want to say about this stupid movie?
No, it's a dog.
I paid $4 for this.
Yep.
Did you $4? Buy it or rent it? I rented it. Okay. Thank goodness.
You could have bought it.
It's either that or I paid $8 a month subscription through Starz.
You know what I watched the other day? Moneyball. Can we talk about Moneyball?
No.
It's really good.
We talked about it on the podcast before.
No. We haven't talked about Moneyball on the podcast.
Yeah, we have.
No, we haven't.
I could have sworn we have.
Name what in the world? Something about Moneyball.
Who's listening to the podcast right now?
At this very moment?
No, like, what? When I checked today, we had like zero listens. And now, what the freaky deek heck? Someone's bitching the podcast. Okay. Who is it?
What are you doing? Why are we doing this on air?
Because I was checking the stats so I could see if we have any
German. We were listeners. Wrapping up. Or maybe talking about Moneyball, depending on where you want
to
go with
this. Dude! 30 listens today! Look!
Cujo?
No, just total.
Were they listening to Cujo?
Hey, thank you for listening.
Yeah, it's been a year.
It's been one whole year.
How did the audience know?
John, look, we do have listeners in Germany.
Oh, great. Right as we're about to get canceled?
No, wait. Thuringia? Say it in your German accent. No, don't say it in your German accent. I don't know how to say that.
Thuringia?
Welcome. Gosh dang it. Please just...
Is that their name?
That's the name of the place that they're listening
to. Oh. Thuringia.
Yeah. But anyway,
very
you know...
Cool.
Like we said, this is a podcast. We did it. It's done now. Doggone it. The movie's a doggone it. I'm not even going to give it a crap sound because the whole movie was just crap. Cinematically, you tried to be breathtaking and it went over my head.
Hey, you said there were some touching moments.
There was that one moment that I was like, wow, like this could have been good. If it was English, I would have preferred it.
Yeah.
But gosh, the only thing that's like worth...
You're so fired up about this.
I am.
I made a piece of art.
You a piece of art, huh, John?
Yeah.
This
podcast.
The Batman thing.
Yeah, Batman.
Can I have it?
No.
Can I have it?
No.
Your number, please. Have you seen that clip?
No.
This is your new sketchbook you were telling me about.
Yeah.
That you bought. Is that the first page of the sketchbook?
Yeah.
Oh, dude, you must have been thinking long and hard about which one you want to put for the first page.
Yeah, I did. It's all DC, this sketchbook I'm holding.
It's all going to be DC, huh?
Yep. My favorite.
DC, like District of Columbia?
Never.
You're just going to draw like all of the politicians? You're going to draw every House of Representatives?
Batman's first.
Batman's first.
He's punching all the...
That's Bruce Wayne, John.
Oh, you're right. He is. Yeah.
Anyway.
But in the picture, he's punching all the politicians.
You listen to the podcast. This is the end of it.
Yep. We're canceled after this, obviously.
You know.
On the day Joe Biden gets nominated. Wow. There we've covered both sides.
Here's the thing. You know where to find us if you made it this far in the podcast.
Yeah.
So I'm not even going to plug it.
Canicritique.com, Instagram, you're Twitter, plugging Facebook. It. Elijah David Webb did the themes.
Check him out.
He's proud of this or he's not.
He's literally way better. He's probably more entertaining to listen to.
He'll be more successful than this.
Yeah. And then you know what? When he's up there accepting his Grammy, accepting his Academy Award for Best Musical Score, he's going to say, I like to thank those two brothers of mine, well, mainly John, for starting my career.
I met Jake that one time.
At K9 Critique. At K9 Critique. And then boom, we have 1,000 listens that one day. And then people are like, that podcast was trash, but your music was good.
And now you canceled, Eli, because you were featured on a podcast like this.
All right, do the outro. We have music for the outro.
Don't stop
believing. Dun-dun-dun. Hold on to that feeling.
Didn't even really sound like that, but it almost sounded street like lights, the Glee version.
People. Don't stop. That was good. Check us out. We're going to start dropping different tracks on Spotify. Mine and John's singles. Where we sing duets.
D-O-G and J-Dog. Mm-hmm. Two G's.
Yep. Yep. You got it.
Got him.
Take us home, John.
Catch you in the doghouse next week. Time.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.